Our readings this weekend call all of us to reflect on the depth of our faith, seeing Jesus Christ for who he really is and what he means to us. We hear the description of light and darkness and symbolizing a life of faith, or instead closing our eyes to faith, living in darkness. Do we choose to see as God sees, or do we close our eyes or put on our blinders that hinder us from seeing his work in our lives? I'd like to look at the Gospel of John to explore this a little more. We all get the picture from the story that the Pharisees are the blind ones because of their unwillingness to look beyond the comfort level of their religious beliefs. The man born blind, however, goes from blindness to sight, of ignorance of who Jesus really is, to one of faith in Jesus as Lord, while the Pharisees remain in the dark. There are also other characters in this story who display other degrees of blindness. The disciples ask Jesus the question as to who sinned, the blind man or his parents. Their question comes out of the current thinking at that time that a bodily affliction was a result of sin in one's life. They were merely going with the status quo understanding of their society. If this man were blind, someone must have sinned. So there was a certain ignorance in their understanding. In other words, a blindness of their own. I believe that there is a certain degree of this type of thinking that still exists among established religions today. There were also the characters of the parents who really didn't want to get too involved in the dispute so as to not upset the Pharisees. They were comfortable in their blindness. There were the neighbors who had a rather laissez-faire attitude when they were asked about the identity of the blind man. Ignorance is bliss for them. And of course, there was Jesus, the source of light. As I was thinking about these characters, I started to think of which one of them I might be in the story. Of course, I knew that I really wasn't Jesus. No, most likely I was one of the other characters. Sometimes I can be like the parents who really don't want to get too involved. Maybe I can just stand on the sidelines, not committing myself to speaking the truth about Jesus, to not being a witness to others of my faith in him. Sometimes I could be like one of the neighbors, not acknowledging that faith has an influence in all aspects of how we see life and respond to it. There are some who might even say that faith has no relevance to life at all. Of course, there are the Pharisees. I would like to think that I was not anywhere near like being one of them. Surely I am not blind as they are in failing to see Jesus for who he really is. After all, I've been a Catholic all my life. Don't my religious practices help me see Jesus clearly? And wouldn't I recognize him today if he should appear to me? Wouldn't I recognize him if he were standing on the street corner, or if he walked into the office or the hospital? Isn't he always in my thoughts and in my heart? As I was thinking about the answers to these questions last Sunday morning as I was driving to the hospital to see my patients, I came across a man out on the street with a sign saying that he was homeless and needing money to feed his family. I will have to admit that I have had some reluctance in feeling sorry for people like this in the past. Many of them look able-bodied enough to find employment. Did I really want to stop to offer something to them? I thought of all those others standing out on the street corners that I had passed by, refusing to believe that they might be telling the truth. Surely I am not blind to the truth. Hadn't I already been to church to find Jesus? As I was walking through the quarters of the hospital, I ran across one of my colleagues and stopped to talk to him. He was telling me about his plans on leaving the area this summer and leaving his current practice. He said that his wife was homesick, and he was trying to make the hard decision of whether he was going to go move back to Syria, his country of birth, to be near his family. Surely he was kidding me. Moving back to Syria in the midst of a civil war. After all, we read in the paper almost every day of the plight of these people. Doesn't he read the newspapers? Is he blind or something? Perhaps I'm the one who's blind. Do I rather listen too much to the opinions of others, TV commentators and analysts? Should I rather stop to pray about the injustice going on in that country and other places in the world? Am I blind to the suffering that seems far off? I know that really I'm more like the Pharisees than I would like to admit. How often do I fail to see below the surface of things? How often do I fail to see my brother and sister in need? Don't I often go along with the status quo of current opinions and often allow the externals of my own religious practice to hide me from the world? My hope is that all of us can find our identity in the character of the man born blind. We are all on a journey of faith from the darkness of ignorance into the light of knowing Jesus as our Lord. And no matter where we are in this journey of faith, we recognize it is by the grace of God that we can come to see the darkness of our own ignorance and the lack of faith, and come into the light of knowing our Lord and his love for us. By his grace offered to us through his word and sacraments, we are able to come to see more clearly in the people we meet and the events of our lives. Pray that the Son of God, the light of the world, may come to rescue us from our blindness. Pray that we can come to see Jesus as clearly in the poor, the foreigner, and the ignorant, as this blind man comes to see him as his eyes are opened through faith.